Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dagheward Mills. Dagheward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dagheward Mills.
Oh, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. I can't hear you. Only 10 people are clapping. Only 10 people are going to receive their testimonies by next week. If you expect God to come through for you by next week Sunday, shout a big ear. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Last week was so spiritual and powerful in God's presence. As prophet led us to pray, to block, to overturn, and to cancel all the plans of the enemies against our lives. I felt we were being insulated. We were being vaccinated against plans of the devil. Amen. And today we have powerful testimonies of deliverances God has given to some people. I want you to put your hands together and welcome them. As you hear these testimonies, God is going to preserve your life. Bible says in Psalm 118 verse 17, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. The Bible says that I will live and declare the works of God concerning me. If you believe God is going to preserve you, shout amen. Let's put our hands together for Chancellor Ansu from Tema Center as he testifies of what God has done for him. Do it better for him. Hallelujah. Chancellor, tell us, what has God done for you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Chancellor Ansu from Tema. I'm in the social media, yes, and my testimony is about how God healed my mom through the Holy Communion.
Okay, tell us about it.
About a month ago, my mom was diagnosed of ovarian cyst. Now, when she went to the hospital, for some reasons, the doctor actually scheduled her for a surgery. Now, for some reasons, the surgery didn't happen, so the doctor asked her to go and do another test from another hospital. All through that, each time we came for prophetic encounter, I'd be believing God. Each time we took the communion, prophet prayed over it, I repeated the prayers, having my mother in mind, and it went on and on. So last 2 weeks, yes, she went to the hospital with the different test results, and the test confirmed that there was nothing there. The ovarian cyst was not there. So, but yet the doctor didn't believe, Reverend Paul, the doctor did not believe the test results.
How will he believe? He's a doctor. He goes by test.
He did not believe that lab report. So he asked that my mom should come on Friday, which is this last week Friday, for another test, which he himself was going to perform.
The doctor asked your mom to do
another confirmatory test. He didn't believe the other one from the other hospital. So he did it himself this time around. And when he did it, the test was negative.
Hey,
by the grace of God, Reverend.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
I believe that it is the power of the Holy Communion and the prayers of our prophet that has healed my mom.
Shall not die. I will live to declare the works of God concerning my life.
I want to thank God so much for the life of my mom. When my mom called me on the phone, she was actually in tears when she heard that this was what the doctors are saying and that they were going to take him into the theater for a surgery to be done on her. She was actually in tears and I didn't know what to do. So even for, I didn't want to take any chances. Each time we took the communion, I was praying over it. And even for the Covenant Sunday, we were asked to write some prayer requests on it. And that was my request, that as I bring people all the way from Tema to church, the First Love Center, the Lord should heal my mom. And there should be a good test result. And by the grace of God.
Oh, are you sitting down like that? Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. Celebrate God. Hallelujah.
So I want to encourage everybody out there. I don't know what is wrong. I don't know what whoever you know is going through. But I believe that as God has done it for me through the Holy Communion, He's also going to do it for you. You need to believe it. You might even know the taste of the drink we take and even the bread. You might say, oh, I ate some in the morning before coming. But I want you to know, it may seem ordinary, but I want you to know that after the prophet prays over it, it ceases to be ordinary and it's now become supernatural.
Yes, sir.
With power to heal.
Put your hands together for the cup of blessing which we bless. God's power will touch your life today too. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Let's welcome Abigail as she shares her testimony. Do it better for her. She's in the Greater Love Gospel Choir. Wow. That's why she's getting a beloved very soon. Abigail, tell us, what has God done for you?
Okay, so my name is Abigail Rasmussen, and I'm from the Adringana Center, and I'm in the Greater Love Gospel Choir. So, last week Sunday, I wasn't able to stay for prophetic encounter because I had a few things to do at home. So, I left. But then, I didn't end there. I was watching Bishop and Prophet on Facebook. So, I watched through till the communion time, received the communion blessings and everything. And then I continued my day. And during the week, God directed me to do
what happened during the prayer time, the communion time? What was Prophet praying about for us?
He was just a prayer of protection for our lives during the week and everything. And I was just receiving it. And I remember during the week, God directed me to do something. And I was also listening to Prophet's messages over and over again. And I remember there was this one that says that the tree for our coffin has not been made yet. In fact, for many, 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 many years, we'll be alive. We'll find ourselves living.
Oh, why don't you receive many, the same many, blessing years. Over your life? The tree
for our coffins have not been made
yet. Has not been made yet in Jesus' name.
Has not been cut yet, sorry.
Wow.
And then on Saturday, that's yesterday, I was preparing food. And I turned on the oven to like let it preheat for a while before I put in my fish to grill, and
so, shout yeah! Do you grill fish at home? Try and grill fish sometimes. Amen. And what happened?
Okay, so I turned it on, but I can turn it on electrically. So I turned on the gas and I pressed the electric button, and then it came on. And so in my mind was preheating. I went back and then the fire was off. I was like, I saw it on, what happened? So I turned on the electric spark again, and it blew. The stove, everything just blew up.
Whole stove?
Yes, and all the parts were opened. Every part was just opened, everything. And I just remember I was just back. I was just like tumbling or toppling back and back. But then I fell, but it was not just a fall that would cause me to get hurt. I believe that God was just holding me through the time that I was from wherever to the ground. And so I fell well in a way that I didn't get hurt or anything then. And I had no burn, nothing happened to me. And I believe that it's the...
No injuries at all.
No injuries at
no
all.
No burns.
No burns.
None of the flying objects hurt you.
Nothing at all.
Nothing touched you.
Nothing at all.
1,000 will fall at my side. 10,000 at my right hand. They will not come nigh me. Only with your eyes will you behold the reward of the wicked. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. It's a blessing.
And I believe that it's the prayers of our prophet that's been keeping us alive every single day of our lives.
Wow.
So I just want to thank God.
Amen. We thank God for SKs. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Let's welcome Ella Ametri as she says the final testimony. I'll do it better for her. God will preserve your life too in Jesus' name. Ella, tell us, what has God done for you?
Okay, my name is Emanuela Amechi. I'm from Liman Center and a bus center leader. And my testimony is about how God delivered my dad from death through the communion and the prayers of our prophet. It all started on a Tuesday when I woke up with a bad dream. In the dream, I received a call that my dad had died. Yes, in the dream. So when I woke up, I wasn't fine because the week before he told me he's been assigned to a project in the Volta region, and he'd have to be going there every single week, frequenting there every single week, and I was a little troubled. So I called home, and my mom told me my grandmom had a dream on Sunday that someone had called her that my dad had died too.
Your grandmom had the same dream.
Yes, the same dream. So I was very scared, and luckily I had communion from Sunday on me, so I took it to class, and after class I prayed and took the communion, and I listened to the prayers from Swollen Sunday where Bishop said nobody would look at our face in the coffin, and I believed in those prayers on behalf of my father. So on Wednesday he told me he was traveling. And he texted me that he had arrived safely. And then I said, thank God. And then on Thursday evening, he told me that he's back in Accra safely. And I said, thank God. But then on Friday, I was in my room and he just called and asked what I was doing. I told him what I was doing. He said he wanted to tell me something. He had something to tell me on Thursday, but he didn't want to scare me. So he told me on his way back from the Volta region, he had three occurrences that could have ended his life. The first occurrence...
That same day?
Yeah, the Thursday.
On the Thursday, yes. As he was coming back home.
Yes, yes. So the first occurrence was at Sogakope when a car with smuggled goods was trying to escape the police. So in an attempt to speed past them, they nearly crashed into his car, but they didn't, and it was just a scratch at his side. And as if that was not enough, at Dowena, he started to doze off behind the wheel, and he said he could feel himself just dozing off. He couldn't help it, and before he realized, he just woke up in, right before he crashed into a car in front of him. So after that, he started to look for something in his car to chew, but he didn't have anything. So he didn't want to stop and sleep or rest or something. He just needed to get home. So at a point, he wanted to buy something, and he wanted to get sugar cane. And before he stopped to get it, he almost entered a ditch. So he managed to get home safely. So he just wanted to tell me because people perish.
The preserving power of prayers and prophecies and the communion will work for you too in Jesus' name.
So I believe it's through the prayers and the communion I took on his behalf. And I want to encourage everyone here that every Sunday when we take the communion, you might take it for granted, but there's truly power in the blood of Jesus which can save us. Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. God will preserve your life. God will keep you. No harm will come nigh your dwelling. If you believe it, shout, "Yeah!"
Tonight I'll marry you and I'll take you home.
My beloved is mine. I'm not afraid to die. someone who has a quiet time, someone who goes to church at the first love, someone who loves the Lord, someone easily impressed in the choir, who doesn't argue about everything. show some love, spend some money, take her out, send her text, say baby I love you, say baby I need you, say girl I want you, come on be nice, be a able brother, faster brother, come on brother, yeah, yeah, tell the brother be nice, no more belligerent.
Always is sweet and soft voice. And promise me that you'll always be gentle towards me. Please promise me that you touch me on my chest one day. Finally promise me that one day you'll give me a big long kiss like in the movies. So I sang the song. She treated me, she treated me so nicely. Oh, she was so kind and so gentle. Oh, I wanted her to promise me that she'd never change. Oh, promise me.
Boy wants to play. Get playing, Danny Boy. Thank you.
Tell me, where were you when I needed somebody to talk with about a fault of mine that I had carried around for so very long? I couldn't share it with just anybody, 'cause anybody wouldn't understand me. And when I couldn't talk with you, that's when I felt so alone. Oh, I know that you love me, but sometimes you don't know what it's like. You don't know what I've been through. Oh, yes, in my heart it's me for me to serve the Lord. Oh, but I know when I hear you counseling me and speaking the word of God to me, it's like Jesus visiting me, and my whole life is changing. Yeah, be only a loving shepherd at one time or another, someone to counsel with me, to visit me. Yeah, and be only
already. I feel like we've already had a few sermons. Tell the nearest brother, be nice, so nice. And tell the nearest sister, be caring. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word of God? I believe we are blessed and favored by God to be here. You are welcome to the prophetic encounter service. Oh, your shout sounds like you go to a different kind of church. This week, some of you encountered an accountant. This week, some of you encountered a kinky seller. Some of you have encountered lecturers. But I'm pleased to announce that by the grace and mercies of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ, it's your turn to encounter a prophet. And if you are ready for the prophetic word that God has for you this afternoon, then put your hands together. Stamp your feet. Give the Lord a shout as we welcome the prophet, Bishop Doug Heward Mills.
When you put your trust in God, nothing is impossible. When you're trusting in His word, hearken to the voice of God to me. Is there anything too hard for me? Everything, oh everything. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything is possible.
Hallelujah. Now, I want you to spend a few seconds or minutes praying for the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and to lead you today in this encounter. Pray not for a little lesson from the Bible, but an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Lift your holy hands and speak to God for just a few seconds. I am a shantolaba. Tema kabalando shedalaba. Kalama shedele mara. Mayatone kabazandele. Jesus.
Jesus. Mora manakasoteka. Jesus.
Thank you for the spirit of revelation.
Lira manakasora di eveketora di andaba. Malu mashike vakuta kabara nimi kosamvan dilimiota. Radi amana suganvano momo soria balajuri de ketoga. Palu andele mekiso rava ikia kotame. Jina mungava namusendele bemeni namosaya. Riada bakasoke vika monaka zombri gaduje zivalumana ampakuno sembarinengo chiegola sakinomo rafi dalisto rami andala mami kosade chiakopa kiroromosaya rabatile mikosandele beme ramino kosandele beme julama maridando kosanda rei paturi amana kusaya sheva kosapakani nemonanda Inkanano manda, mando mamonanda, moze mamonanda, riba kosa ya vamina mianda, masoria kachule membe kambalo madaya, famuna mine kestula, radia mikasto, monjiga, baranimo, movenimana, rasuke kesevanomo, ia paradino kosa yandaba, shote vika sora diandaba, roko soke baramaya,
monta. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we lift our hands and we ask for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Open our eyes.
Open our eyes.
We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, today I want to, we've been sharing about soul winning, but I want to share a bit about something else. And my topic is Cyrus, into brackets, your name, the anointed. So Cyrus, the anointed. I don't need to put anything in the brackets because it's my name already. So Cyrus, the anointed. Isaiah 45. Now, Isaiah 45, how many are blessed with Ida's music? How many can feel that God is speaking to you as you are listening, isn't it? It's like you are being advised or counseled all the time. And it's very powerful. The Bible says we should speak to ourselves with psalms and songs. It's really important that songs should also speak to us. Those of you who don't have the music, make sure you download it. It's free. There's no music is for sale. It's all free. You can download it. Go to idalive.com and you can download all the songs, put it in your car. I have it in my car so I can pray continuous. It will pray for 13 hours without repeating even one song. Yeah. It's a lot of music. So we just have a short selection on Sundays. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Is it a blessing? Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. So you are
being declared to be an anointed person. Do you have oil? I need you to have oil around, especially on Sundays, the next couple of Sundays, so that you can be anointed. You just put a drop of the oil on your head. You are going to be an anointed person. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And whatever the effect of the anointing is going to work on you. Now, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. And Cyrus was an unbeliever king. But God anointed him, which means that God empowered him. Empowered. Everybody say power.
Power.
I can't hear you. Say power.
Power.
So God empowered him to do certain things. So it is the Holy Spirit that empowers you. So when somebody is anointed, it's speaking about the person has been given power to do certain things. And without the power, you are just not able to do those things. So that is why Jesus always emphasized to his disciples, wait for power. Because many things are spiritual. They are not natural. You are not fighting natural things. You are fighting spiritual things and spirits, evil spirits. Yeah. So the need to have power, I think we have underestimated the extent to which we need power. I think we have played down. We have played down the extent to which we really need God's power in our lives. Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father, but upon you. I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power. I want you to underline those three words. Endued with power. Endued means given. But it's a nice word, longs and it sounds powerful. Endued. Endued with power from on high. Amen. Now, I'll tell you something. When we send people to on the mission field, or sometimes we send people say, go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? Or even young people say, I want to work for the Lord. Either you have, they are plagued with problems, sexual problems that they've gotten from the time that they were in secondary school, whether it is pornography, homosexuality, fornication, or some kind of problem like that, or if they don't have all that and then they marry, then the marriage, the wife becomes a problem. And you ask yourself that, is that natural? You may think, oh, these are just natural. You know, of course, every young person is doing this and that. But you see, that is what happened to Adam. God caught him as a young man and said, look, I'm sending you to the world, okay, to conquer the world, name animals, take control over everything. I've called you. Then he got married, you see, and then suddenly the command that God gave to him became convoluted because he encountered Eve. But you see, he wasn't just dealing with Eve. He was dealing with something behind Eve, something that had interacted with Eve. So he was actually dealing with the devil. So the whole problem was a spiritual problem. The point I'm trying to make is that a lot of problems that we have, and all the problems we have in the world, are from this. You see, it depends on how you want to describe it. You can say it's from the marriage. You can say it's from the woman. You can say it's from the devil. You can say it's from... You don't know even what to say. Whether is it caused by this or it's from Adam. But there are so many ways we can describe it. That what's the cause? But I tell you, behind it all, it's the devil. Yes. And you know, when I read this book, When God Walked the Earth, in that book, Rick Joyner was taken in a vision to the days when Jesus was alive. And at a point, there were demons were coming to the wilderness to come and tempt Jesus. So they were passing over and they were causing storms. They caused actual rainstorms. Yes. And then they said they were coming to charge the people with demons. So there were going to be a lot of parties and a lot of sexual orgies, and many things were going to happen as they came to the area to tempt and provoke the people. So you think that, oh, it's just, you know, a feeling that is coming. So what I'm trying to say is that a lot of the problems we experience are actually spiritual. So if you are not a spiritual person, you see that you'll be neutralized. You say, I love God, but you'll be neutralized. Yes. You love God, but you are neutralized. Yeah. You are neutralized by devils who have targeted you and have said that for preaching, you will not preach. For working for God, you will not work for God. We will place something on your leg. You can't run. And I know what I'm saying because I have a lot of young people that I am always encouraging to serve the Lord. That's why you see few rising up. Because many are called, few are chosen. Because between many who are called and few who are chosen, all of them drop out until there are very few left. Yes. Many are called, then it becomes few. How did the many become few? Why don't you say many are called and many are chosen? Why is it many are called and becomes few chosen? Why are the chosen so few? Because between many are called and few are chosen is what is happening. So I tell you, the need for power in your life, I think that as long as you downplay it and you don't rise up and become very spiritual and receive the power of God, most of the things you are hearing in church, do this, it will sound like maybe in the future you may, God forbid, but maybe in the future somebody may be talking to you, say, oh, all these things we've heard it before. Do you know First Love Church? I was there at the beginning. Oh yeah, all this you are saying, I was there. Yes. Well, you see, this and that, then you'll be saying all sorts of things. God forbid. I say, put your head and say, God forbid. So Cyrus, then put your name there. I can't hear your name. Cyrus, the anointed. I can't hear. I said, Cyrus. Did your name, so say into brackets, then your name, and then Cyrus into brackets, the anointed. until you are endued with power. Until you are endued with power. I hope it's clear. You'll never be neutralized after today. I can't hear your loudest amen. I said you'll never be neutralized after today. Now, Cyrus the Anointed, or Cyrus and your name, the Anointed. Thus says the Lord to Cyrus his Anointed, whose right hand I have holden. So when you are anointed, God is holding your right hand. Oh. To subdue nations. From now, nations will bow to you. So when God holds your hand and you become anointed, you can be sent to a country. And before you realize, you are subduing that country. Sit down. I have holding his hand to subdue nations. I will loose the loins of kings. I'll not tell you what that means, because I don't want to say what it means. Now, it says to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now, whatever door has closed in front of you by the anointing is opening now. Yes. No gate remains shut before you anymore. Can I hear your loudest amen? So you see that you want to go places. How many want to go places? How many want to go places and serve God? And it looks like two leaf gates are shut. Oh yes. But from today, by the anointing that is declared over your life, the two leaf gates are opened. Verse 2. Isaiah 45, verse 2. Now, again, you notice gates. The word gate keeps coming up because a gate is to keep you out. Keep you out of prosperity. Keep you out of your marriage. Keep you out of your calling. Keep you out of the country God wants to put you in. Keep you out of your ministry. Keep you out of the chair that you are supposed to sit on. You know, when you go to Anakazo, we have mighty gates. The gate is taller than three of you. When you stand, you see that it is, you are very small. Maybe you have not measured it. Next time you go and see that it's at least three of you. I just had a call from there. Somebody had arrived there, but the gate was closed. Iron gates. And he really wanted to take somebody important there, but the gate was closed. A gate serves to keep you out of where you need to be. If you need to be in Canada, the gate is opening now. Look at it. I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gate of brass, and I will cut in pieces the iron bars of iron. I will cut them. I will cut them. Oh. Some of you are called. God has called you. That's why you are interested in the church. God has called you for great things. And Satan has planned many gates. And you think the gate is just natural, but it's actually something spiritual that is happening. That's why you are being kept out. You know, many times in the crusades and the ministry, I've heard that voice, "You can't come here. You can't come here." And I always say, "I can come there. I can come there. Yes, I can come there." Kala Shito Shalaba Shabola Belisebo. Oh yes. You know, before we went to Nigeria, the devil told us, "You can't come here. You can go here, you can go, but you can't come. This is Nigeria, you cannot come here. This is something bigger." And I heard a voice in me saying, "I can come to Nigeria." And God told me, "Go to Nigeria." That we went there. Yeah. We had 500,000 people, crusades. And we were there. Yes. And we'll be there again by the grace of God. Whatever is telling you, "You can't come here. You can't achieve this. You can't go here." Today, that gate is broken. In Jesus' name. Young ladies, I hope you are listening to me. There are some people that are saying you can't join the married women. Oh, yes. There are some things that are saying to you, "Oh, no, not you. You can't come here. You can't come here." But God is saying, to Cyrus, or maybe your name is Sally, or your name is Susie, or your name is Joyce, is saying, "Joyce, Cyrus," into bracket, "Joyce, my anointed." Hallelujah. Amen. "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight." Now sit down. Now there are some type of architects, especially those who come from a university whose name starts with T. Huh? Or K or U, depending on how you call it. When they are designing houses, the house is like this: "I will make the crooked places straight." The reason about crooked, is it crooked? You always think of it as left, right. But it's also up, down. They always design the house. You step down, then you step, you go, then you come up one step, then you go, you step up, then you come down. You can easily fall down, especially if you have older people. And older people die when they fall down. Benny Hinn told me when he came to Ghana, because his security guards were holding him, he told me that Ora Roberts' wife died when she fell down. And a lot of old people, when they fall, when they have a fall that you just get up, when they fall down there, that's what makes them die. And that you should, the old people, you have a house that is up, then when you go. So if you are walking in the night, before you realize, you are falling down. And this university, whose name starts with TSU, different names, you can choose your own university. They're architects. That's how they always design. Up, down, up. I don't know where they got that design from. But a crooked way can make you have hurt and fall. On Friday, they called it Black Friday because there was an accident. There was some accidents. And 90 people died. Now, I read on the news, someone said that the people died because there's no policy framework on road safety. Now, you see, this is word salad. When you hear a lot of words, what a shame. It's because the successive governments are incapable of building the roads. A very dangerous road with one going, one coming, and you are missing each other by inches for a stretch of 200 kilometers. and the inept and incapable government, after government comes and are unable to even dualize the road from Accra to Kumasi. An engineer was telling me yesterday that when he was in school, 1999 or so, or when he was working at whatever, they were working on the how to make the design. He was part of the design. In fact, he told me that was the first time I designed a bridge. It was part of the design to build dual carriageway from here to Kumasi. We are in 2019. And every time there's an election, I say in church, if even our church, we're given our small portion to contribute, we start 3 on the left, 3 on the right. Concrete. Straight. But you see, the type of people that are leading, they can't build. They can only go for loans. So you only hear them. All these words, euro bond, investment bond, this, and they are word salad of, they are bad words. They are bad words of collecting more loans. And it's as if when you are appointed to leadership position, your duty is to go for loans. But it's the crooked roads that cause the death. And it's like a plane crash. It's just like a plane crash. 90 people. It's a lot of people. And that's why some people even suggested death penalty for corruption. Because the road that should have been there is not there. And somebody has taken the money. Sometimes they're not even taking the money. But they just cannot. They don't know how to. They only know how to go for loans. But he said, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. You will never understand it till you see accidents and heads. People falling down, hitting themselves, crashing. It's all from all these things. Ebony who died is the same thing. Crooked road with sun in the middle of the road for one car to miss and join and crash head-on collision and all that. You are safe from every deadly road in Ghana in Jesus' name. May you travel many times and never die on Ghana Road in Jesus' name. You see, some people don't even know why we come to church. Because if the government will not make the road, at least we can pray for your safety. You say that if people say you are giving offerings, what is the use of the church? The church is used for, we can pray for protection from the inept and incapable and fatally deficient kind of leadership that we have in the system. At least we can pray and advise. Yes. And anytime you are in a bus, VIP or whatever, you sit at the back and on the right. Never sit in the front. In the first 10 rows, never accept it. If they say so, I'll go with the next bus. Back and right. Hear my words well. Yes. Yes, back and right. I'm talking about Cyrus, my anointed. Verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, I am the God of Israel. By the anointing, you will see the secret riches that have been hidden in secret places, and the treasures of darkness, they will be handed over to you. Now, listen. Never think that Ghana is a poor country. If you think that, you don't know. It's only the treasure is hidden. The riches are hidden. Look at the scripture. Treasures of darkness. Even you, your treasure, is it sitting on your laps? I hope nobody is losing their phone anymore in this church. No, if anybody can steal your phone or your money or your bag, then you are not ready to go to Malaysia or Singapore for holiday. Because you don't know how to stay in an airport where they steal bags every second. Is it clear? Tell your neighbor, I'm learning to be a traveler in the First Love Church. I'm learning it. Nobody can steal my phone. Once I'm a Christian in the church, it can never happen. Yes. Now, you, your treasure, have you put it on your laps? You've hidden it somewhere. So treasures are hidden. Next year is elections. No, last year I was telling some politicians, I was advising, I said, next year they'll be saying next year is election. And it has come. Now next year is election. Election is less than, it's about 1 year and some few months away. By October of next year, September, even by June of next year, it will be hot. Ghana is just elections. There'll be nothing happening in Ghana apart from voting. Because by November, December, we are choosing a new government. Whoever it is going to come. Yeah, it's already finished. Yeah. During the election time, you will see money. Hidden treasures. You see people buying cars. Suddenly, because the people who are selling the car, do you think they buy it on credit? You pay cash and you collect the car. Cars are given to students even for campaign. Pickups, people can donate as many as 50 pickups. 100 iPhones. They can come and share 100 iPhones. You see money. T-shirts with money. Envelopes with 50, 100 CD notes. Maybe they'll make 100 CD notes. And huh? Yes. You see them. A friend of mine, he went to join one of these student bodies. And they went on Aluta in our time. He thought it was just, we were fighting for principles. So when they finished, they led them to a religious place of worship. I don't want to mention which religion. Just any of the religions, either of the religions. When they were in that hall, then he saw his friends whom he had been following, singing Aluta, Freedom for the People. They were sharing dollars on the floor to the students. Hidden riches to motivate the people. Yes, treasures of darkness. Never think that there is no money. You are the one who hasn't seen the money. But it is not that there is no money. Look at what the Bible says. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret place. Those of you who are from Sierra Leone, stand up. These are missionaries from Sierra Leone. They just came for a meeting. Yes. I called them to come. What towns are you in Sierra Leone?
Kenema.
Koidu.
Where they have a lot of diamonds, right?
The diamond mine.
Makeni.
Jue.
Bo. Jue.
These are names, by the way. Bo and Jue. They are names.
Jue.
It's all in Freetown. Jue is Freetown. And you are where? Bo. Koidu. Yeah. Sit down. Never think there's no money in Sierra Leone. You know, the amount of money that is in Sierra Leone. When I read they mentioned how many billion dollars was coming out of Sierra Leone. You know Charles Taylor, who is in prison. He is not in prison for the war in Sierra Leone, in Liberia. He's in prison because of Sierra Leone. Because he got involved in Sierra Leone. Because Liberia doesn't have diamonds. If they export maybe $10 million in a year. But Sierra Leone's diamonds was about $10-20 billion. huge amounts. The third largest diamond ever to be found was in Koidu. Who is in Koidu? Yeah, the third largest diamond ever to be found in the world is this Koidu. Are you in Koidu? Stand up. Yes. Never think there is no money. The treasures are there. And so the money that Prince Charles Taylor was getting for the war, they knew that he couldn't get it from Liberia, but it was from diamond sales in a country that doesn't have diamonds. So he was keeping the war going in Sierra Leone so that because of the war, then they could bring all the diamonds through this way and sell it. So it was being sold. So suddenly, Liberia was selling billions of dollars of diamonds. Who doesn't have diamonds? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. When you go to... I heard one president was describing some of the African countries, something whole, and so on. So when you go around, I don't want to say the English word, but when you go around, you see the state of the nations. It's unbelievable. You may think there is no money here. You don't know. Why do you think Lebanese people want to be Ghanaian citizens? Why? You are in Ghana. Why do Lebanese want to have Ghana passport? West African passport. They know what they want. Sit down. Chinese. Indians. Every plane comes to Ghana. Four. Emirates is coming every day, and from July they are coming 11 times a week. Every plane is full. When our crusaders were coming from this last crusade, they couldn't get flights. Every plane is full. Rwanda Air, Ethiopia Air, Kenya Air, full. Coming to Ghana, everywhere is full. There's no space. Air France is here. Portugal Air is here. British Airways, Brussels Air, Air France, Middle East Airlines, Air Maroc, Morocco Air, Turkish Air, Emirates, and Qatar is joining. KLM, Lufthansa, everyone. Why? Anywhere you see a white man, you should know there is money there. If there is a white man there, there is money there. Oh, yes. You can write it as a small principle. When you see a white man somewhere, there's money there. Yes. So there is money, and you are going to see some of that money. I said you are going to see some of that money. You never suffer from financial diabetes. Do you know financial diabetes? Diabetes is called starvation in the midst of plenty. Why is it starvation in the midst of plenty? Because when you eat and your food, all the food is converted, some are converted into sugar and some are converted into fats and some are converted into proteins, amino acids. Even our students know this. So, bread and all these things are turned into sugar, glucose. Even bread, biscuit, everything you eat turns into glucose. So then it goes into your blood. So you have a lot of glucose in your blood. Now, insulin is supposed to pull the sugar from your blood into your meat. The meat, like the muscle that runs, to give it energy. But the insulin that will pull it in either is not there or it doesn't work well. So the sugar will be roaming in you, and you'll be feeling hungry because the meat is suffering from lack of glucose. So when you wee-wee, ants will come and taste your wee-wee. So if you ever wee-wee and you see ants in the toilet, you should check your sugar. You probably have that, because you can even taste your own urine. You see, don't taste it, but if you taste it, you see that it is sweet. No, I have to preach in a certain way because of art students. Art students are always making me explain things. Because urine is from your blood. Urine is actually in your blood. So when you have kidney failure, all the urine is still in you. That's why it's a very serious disease to have kidney failure. Because the urine is still in you. And it's not coming out. And that's serious. All the things that are in the urine are still in your blood. So you will have sugar everywhere, but nothing to pull it in. So that is why it's called starvation in the midst of plenty sugar. So financial diabetes is that there is money flowing all over Ghana. I mean, it's flowing the airport. Look, you see the planes landing full of people coming and going. And you are also here in Ghana. And there is nothing to pull the money into where you are. No insulin. Are you understanding the message? From today, by the anointing on your life, you will now begin to experience the hidden treasures and secret riches. Can I hear your loudest amen? Whatever has been hidden from you, whatever you can't see, whatever you are not able to put your hand on, I release it to you now in Jesus' name. Sit down. Whatever you lift your hand to receive, so shall it be. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. The anointed you. The anointed you. I said the anointed you. Lift your hand, say, I am anointed. Hey. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Or even let's read verse 1 first so that you know what he's talking about. Now concerning spiritual gifts. But the word gift is in italics. So it means it's not even there. Like somebody just put it there. Concerning spiritual gift. Brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And diversities of operations, but it is the same God which is working all in all. Wow! This is a multitasking Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said? Multitasking Holy Spirit. Different operations. Different operations. Diversity, very varied. You see, when he says diversities, it's very diverse what the Holy Spirit does. Very, very diverse. Very, very diverse. The Holy Spirit can affect so many areas. Diversities. Differences. The way he will work with you. The way he work with this, and also the different things he will do, you can't believe that is the Holy Spirit. Wow. Yes. This is an example of, look at verse 4. Verse 4. Differences, diversities of gifts. The Holy Spirit is not somebody you can restrict. He can stop your sexual problem just now. Stop it now. Wow. Wow. He can stop it. He can stop your fear. If you allow him, he will be wild. Yes. He's so different. And he has many styles and many different things he can do in your life. Diversities of operations. The operation that he will do in you, you will be amazed. That is why I don't accept when somebody says, I'm a phlegmatic, I'm a choleric, I'm melancholic, so I'm moody, I'm lazy. I don't accept it. I mean, the Holy Spirit has not worked in your life. You cannot sit there and say, oh, that's me, how I am. Oh, that's me, I've tested homosexuality, so that's how I am. I'm tuned for that. No way! Diversities of operations. Different things he can do in a person and in different people. He can even use unbelievers. Do you know there are people who believe that Donald Trump is this one? Because he's the 45th president of America. And this is Isaiah 45. So they believe that he is Cyrus, my anointed. That's why he says Jerusalem is the capital, his embassy is there. Golan Heights, he has announced, is now part of Israel. When you go to Israel, you see what is Golan Heights. You will soon be in Jerusalem walking up and down. Are you listening to me? Yes. Yes, Cyrus, my anointed. Different operations. Power. Jesus said, Luke 24:49. Never move until you are endued with power. Endued. You must be endued with power. You think it's natural. So I'm a phlegmatic, so I wake up late. I'm a phlegmatic, so I don't talk. I'm a phlegmatic, so I don't communicate. Some of my best bishops are phlegmatics. Dr. Go says, he says he's a phlegmatic. Yes, he says he's a phlegmatic. Diversities of operations. Different ways of working. But it's the same Holy Ghost. The same Spirit is moving and changing, doing things. You think the Holy Spirit doesn't have anything to do with pornography and homosexuality? He can cure smoking, drinking, every plague and everything you have gotten used to. It's the power of the Spirit that changes. And there are different ways in which he's working. And you must accept and allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. Yes. You can't say I have a weakness for men. Any man who says I love you, I fall. What do you mean by you fall? When they say I love you, you fall. But it's my weakness. Young men are my weakness. Neither can you say young girls are my weakness. You can't be walking around with erections in the afternoon. How hungry are you? Are you a hungry lion? There are diversities of operations. And from today, the Holy Spirit is going to mean more to you than ever before. Never say, as for me, this is how I am. I came like this and this is it. Rather, it is you who have not yielded yourself to the Holy Spirit. Yes. And you are going to pray for the Holy Spirit more than ever before. Now turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 17. Now let's look at verse 16. It said, I don't cease. I don't what? I don't cease. Or I don't stop to do two things. Giving thanks. Look, sometimes you have to pray with just thanksgiving. You sometimes, the problem you are praying about, you just thank God that it's over. Just pray. That's one of the ways to pray. It's thanksgiving. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. You just be praying. That's a prayer. It's a major prayer. So he said, I don't cease to give thanks and mention you in my prayers. I've not stopped, and some of you have stopped. That what? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you, you see, may give you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You see, it is the main prayer is to pray for the Holy Spirit. Yes. Do you get what I'm saying? The main what? Prayer is to pray for the Holy Spirit. Because you are bad. You are bad. Yes. Now, I want you to go to the scripture, Luke 11, I believe. If you being evil know how to give good gifts. Find it quickly. 11, 13. Yes. Now, please go to verse 12, 10, 9. Let's start from verse 1. Yes, 1. Good. Now, are you watching?
Yes.
Are you watching what I'm showing you? It's that it came to pass that he was praying. Then when he ceased, his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. As John taught his disciples. So he started to teach about prayer from verse 1. Now let's jump to verse. Then he taught us where we came, the Lord's Prayer. So he's teaching prayer, 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 prayer. Then ask, you shall receive. Verse 12. Verse 11. He says, and if a son asks bread of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? He's talking to the priests, the apostles. He's talking to the bishops, the pastors, the disciples, those who have left their secular jobs and are following him. Then he said, you ask your son asks you for bread. Will you give him a stone or a fish? Will you give him a serpent? Okay, verse 12. Or if he has an egg, will you give him, offer him a scorpion? I've not heard of that before. Now, verse 13. If then you, then being evil. You see, he's talking to the apostles. He said, you are evil people. You are bad. Yes. Huh? You are what? Evil. You are bad. Apostle or no apostle, you are evil. And these are not people asking for money. They are asking about prayer. Teach us about prayers. And he tells the people who are asking him for prayer that you are evil men. I know, even though you are asking these questions, you are evil. Mercy. So, you see, don't deceive yourself that by being in church, you are something. Don't bring yourself at all. Shake the person next to who is trying to look special. Those at the back, you see, you are sitting by diplomats. Shake the person and say, Charlie, don't try to be look special around me. Me, I'm reading the Bible and I'm seeing who you are. You are evil. Why would an evil person not be praying for the Holy Spirit? What are you praying for? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Now, so Paul was saying, I don't stop praying for you that my Father will give you the Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is the number one prayer. So that's why you are not anointed, because you are not praying for the Spirit. Yes. There are diversities of operations. And one of the ways the Holy Spirit, where he gives you wisdom and revelation. And I'm going to give you some homework. Do you want me to give you homework? I'll show you something to pray for. Pray for, you see, the Holy Spirit has so many names. And I believe it's because he does so many different things. I want you to pray for one thing. The Spirit of revelation. That things should be revealed to you. Things should be revealed. God should show you things. God should lead you. God should expose his word, his mysteries to you. So from today, I want you to pray for the Spirit of revelation. Reveal, reveal. Some of you will even start having dreams because of this. That he may give you the Spirit of revelation and wisdom. Yes. In the knowledge of him. Beautiful. And what's going to happen? Verse 18. That the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. That you know what is the hope of your calling. And what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. And verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power. You say, you don't even understand what I'm reading to you. But it means something. And it's something good. It's a something good thing that is he's saying. Are you there? Power is coming into your life. I say, Cyrus, the anointed. Say, Cyrus, the anointed. Cyrus, the anointed. Cyrus, the anointed. Now let's say it again, but this time you say Cyrus, then you mention your name, then say the anointed. Cyrus, the anointed. Ready, go. Cyrus, the anointed. Cyrus, Dag, 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 the anointed. Receive it. Your life is changing, oh. Never think that you are supposed to stay the same. You know, it is these days that you hear of Christians not changing. You know, years ago, I went to Action for a few services. Archbishop Duncan Williams was there. He was called Pastor Nick. He was into drugs and everything else you can think of before. When he got saved, all those things went away. There was nothing like a saved person who continues doing those things. There's nothing like that. He would give testimonies of how he was high, this and that, and all kinds of things. Salvation put aside all those things. You cannot continue salvation and walking in Christ with the same bags that you were carrying. Don't tell me that it is just your temperament or whatever. It is you that are not endued with power and you are not walking with the Holy Spirit. That is why these things are persisting in your life, including even telling lies. Yes. The devil is the one who is a liar. So if you are going to be telling lies, the anointing you have is the demon anointing, demon power. So from now, you are going to walk in power, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. And you say, oh, I feel lazy. Oh, I feel tired. I feel this. Oh, my background, my school. That is before you have the Holy Spirit. Yes. Before you have the Holy Spirit. Look, every temperament is not nice to live with. Shall I tell you why? I'll tell you either, should I use boys or girls? Should I use a boy or should I use girls? No, it's up to you. You choose. Okay, I'll use the boys. And then after that, I'll use the girls. If you are married to a choleric person, okay, choleric boy. A choleric boy, negative part, his tongue. Yes, sharp. He may say things to you, you'll be shocked that somebody can say something like this to you. Yes. But he's not angry, but he's telling you the realities. And he may work so much that he'll not have time for you. Because he's prospering, he's busy. So you are just a fly in his life. That's not a nice experience. Let's talk about boys, melancholic boy. He may have a very moody guy. Doesn't talk. He's quiet. You see him, no, he's just he's thinking. His thoughts are in his head. He's living inside the head. He's inside the head. He's quiet. Huh? Yeah. He doesn't talk. His mood is quiet. His mood has come and he's quiet. It's not easy to stay with somebody with a mood. I'm talking about boys. You said I should talk about boys. Then, sanguine. Sanguine boys. They are free and happy, moving around. They are more easily flowing with their flesh. More easy to fornicate, more easy to misbehave. Yes. That's a reality. Huh? They're just moving around. They're happy, moving. Everybody's their friend, flowing. Before you realize, the next thing is also somewhere. Yeah. Sanguine. I'm talking about boys. I'm saying every temperament has a bad side. It's up to you whether the Holy Spirit will change you or you will receive the Holy Spirit and depend on the Holy Spirit for a real change and not this half-baked Christians. Half-baked Christians who claim to have the Holy Spirit. That's why when we send you on a mission, you can't do much. Because you are the power of the Holy Spirit has not operated you and taken out all these things. The next temperament, phlegmatic. Lazy. Never moving. No decision. Poverty stricken. And destined for poverty. If you are married to a phlegmatic, know that you'll be poor. And you must know it before you start. Yes. Unless the Holy Spirit moves on the person, he's just as he is. He's okay. Because the phlegmatic has told himself, there is nothing I cannot endure, including poverty. There is no house I can stay in even one room for the rest of my life. I'm okay with no food. There's no curry. There's no this. I'm a survivor. Why run when I can just walk along? Wait till Mano see before. So all these are negative in a boy. Let's come to the girls. Yes. Girls without the Holy Ghost. Girls without the power of the Spirit. Girls who are not endued with power. Let's start with the choleric. Choleric also, they will be very busy. When you marry, you see that the person is busy on the phone, on the laptop, connecting, calling, checking, this, moving. Then you realize that you are in the house, you are a fly that has to be, occasionally they will remember you. They'll remember you when you die. Yes. Even when you are having sex, they'll say, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Will you just hurry up and finish what you are doing? Hey. Melancholic woman. You said I should talk about the girls. Melancholic girl. Moody. Quiet. The whole house is controlled by the mood. If you correct something, that is it. You are sentenced to 4 days of silence. You are sentenced to 4 days. Why did you talk about this topic? You shouldn't have said anything. You should have just praised me. You shouldn't have complained. You shouldn't have said anything. From now to next week, Tuesday, there's no talking in this house. You are going to see my face. That's how I am. Next time, you take your time before you bring up certain topics in this house. Nonsense. Sanguine woman. They are free, they are happy, but untidy. When you go to a sanguine's house, you will think that it's a poor woman. Yes. At the whole house, if you have ever visited sanguines, maybe you have not seen it before. One day I went to visit a sanguine, a wealthy sanguine, with my wife. When I left, I said, I've never seen something like this before. Since I was born. Bizarre confusion everywhere. Yes. Yes. Poverty stricken. It looks, but they are not poor. Confusion. Even sometimes they don't know how to dress. Yes. You see that they have joined green with black. Or blue. Or you don't even know the combination they are doing. Now, I'm not saying the good aspect, too. There are good aspects. All of them have good aspects. But as you said, I should say the bad things. I'm not here to praise you. We know what we want. And then phlegmatic. Lazy. Will not wake up. You see that the sun has risen 5:30 a.m. She's moving in the house. She has not brushed the teeth at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Cannot wake up. When the Bible says a virtuous woman rises early, except a phlegmatic woman. When they are having sex, it's like a cadaver has been born. No life. No movement. Hey! There will be counsel now, but Charlie, no change. That's how I am. I'm here. If you can come, come. I don't know why you are standing. Sit down, you guys.
You are preachers.
Look, I am telling you that the Holy Spirit makes a difference in your life. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit makes. He said, you will be endued with power. We are no more accepting excuses for continuing in bad behavior. Yes. Even stubbornness can be cured. It's a demon. And when you keep on inviting the Holy Spirit will give you a revelation that will help you. Yes. I saw a brother one time, he was affected. When he sees the girls passing, he was even a pastor preaching. Some girls would come and sit in the front, do certain things. Hey, he was telling me, it is affecting me. And I gave him a revelation. I told him, 1, 2, 3. He was surprised. And he told me after I met, he said, it has really helped me. Yeah. Is it the spirit of revelation? Sometimes a revelation, a thought, a wisdom in your mind can change your ability to fight things. You are not praying for the Holy Spirit. We are all struggling. We are all evil. But the Holy Spirit is here to help us. And that's why we must pray. I want you to pray for the Holy Spirit. Yes. Pray for the Holy Spirit. And as you are listening to messages, you must be on the podcast. As you are listening to preaching, the Bible says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. So the spirit enters you. See that even the music, when the music is come, see that something is, you will become charged in a certain way. You are not allowing the Holy Spirit to change you. You know, one day I went to a church. I was sitting in the church. The pastor was, you know, I usually sit by the pastor, you know, if I go to preach somewhere. Now, the choir came to sing. I think there were about 10 or 12 people in the choir. So as I was sitting, I ask, who is this, who is this? That's how I even knew Ida. I saw them singing the choir. So, who are these? Who are those singing? So this one is from Tech. She was from Tech. She was this one. I said, oh, really? Then she sang. What, you remember the song you sang? Sing what you sang.
I have made you too small in my eyes.
Oh, Lord. So I asked, who is that?
Forgive me, and I have believed in a lie that you were unable.
I believe the lie, you were unable to help me. But now,
oh Lord, I see my wrong. Show yourself strong and in my heart and with my song
be magnified.
Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Beautiful. So I said, who's that? And who is this? And who is that? Be magnified. Even the song is a message. Let God be big. God is bigger than your bad behavior. God is bigger than the fact that you didn't learn how to cook in your family. God is bigger than whatever is your temperament. God is bigger than your phlegmatism. Be magnified. Let God be big in your life. Now, I was in the church and I asked the pastor, who are these in the choir? He said, oh, this one is a prostitute. That one is a prostitute. I said, prostitute? He said, yeah. Prostitute. I mean, it's a town where there were prostitutes, and the prostitutes were members of the church, and they were choristers. You see, you can't be a chorister and be a prostitute. There must be some changes in your life. Now, I asked, why? Why can't this one stop? He said, no, you know, this one is from Nigeria. She signed a covenant. She paid $50,000 to come here, and she has to work and pay. She has used her pubic hair and some blood and other things to make a covenant that she will pay the money before she can be free. So even though she has given her life to Christ, she's in that covenant. So she goes to work. It's 10 euro or 20 euro for a normal style and 80 euro for a special style. So it's expensive. And she has to pay 10 euro, 10 euro, 10 euro, 10 euro, 10 euro to get 50,000. Listen to me. You see, that is how come the church is gradually diluted. Because we don't believe that the Holy Spirit can change you and make a change, and that you need to turn away. Zacchaeus repented and he came out of all his old ways. He said, I will pay back all the money that I've stolen from people. What about you? I'm tired of preaching to girls who will not change and become unmarriageable. And mind you, in the old church, we were like 100% against divorce. But now, it's a little different. We will not allow, the Bible says, I don't allow Jezebel. It says, I have this against you, that you allow Jezebel to misbehave. We will not allow Jezebel anymore. Any of our children who behave like a Jezebel, the day that they are casting you out, don't come and cry to us. We will not support you. Jezebel is the one who spoils God's servants. Yes. Yeah, through various ways. I have this. that woman. And she's spiritual. Jezebels are spiritual. She calls herself a prophetess. And she fights my servants by seduction and forces them in the end to commit fornication and to worship something other than God. Yes. We are against divorce, but if you misbehave, we are not going to plead for you. Because the Bible says, any man who has left his father, his mother, and has left his wife for my sake. What verse is that? Luke 11:29 or something. No, not 11:29. One of the verses. You have left her for my sake. You will even get a reward. Yeah. Luke 18:29. Luke 18:29. Yeah. Who has left his house, left parents, left brethren, or even left your wife, or left your children for my sake, you even get a reward. This one is not that even that is good or bad, but even there is a reward. And I support the scripture. 100%. It's the word of God. If they marry you and you start manifesting and they say they are leaving you, I will support you. I'll support you. I'll support the scripture. Just as I've supported it all these years. Yes. Yeah. I'm on the scripture side. The scripture is very strong on my side. Is it not true? Very strong. Yeah. I'm tired of looking at people who are not changing because of 1,000 excuses and no effort to change. You know, some of you sisters in church, you are like Rachel. Rachel, she was very beautiful. When Jacob went out, he saw two sisters. The Bible says Rachel was well favored. That means, and Leah was tender eyed. You see, but Rachel was beautiful and well favored. Is it some of you are blessed to be beautiful and well favored? So, like, you are easily chosen. Favored, what do you say? I favor you, no, I choose you, I like you. So Rachel was, she should be chosen first. You'll be chosen. Or if you're, that's Rachel's. We have some Rachel's in church. I mean, like, boys should be choosing before I realize they proposed. Yes. But Leah was tender-eyed, which meant that she was, actually the word is weak. She had a weakness or weak eye. She was weak. Maybe, which also means maybe she was soft. So you wouldn't even choose her. She was weak in her speech too. Maybe, and weak in her mind. Yes. If her father hadn't stepped in, she would never have married. Some of you, if we don't step in, you will marry. Her father substituted Leah. Ah! Are you listening to the preaching? If we don't step in, you will marry. Her father stepped in, and that's how come she got married. Yes. And they continued in the marriage. And the Bible says, when God saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. When he saw that she was hate, he opened her womb. A lot of people are married. You can be hated, but they still have sex with you. There's hate sex. Are you angry with me because I'm preaching from the Bible? He hated her and he opened a womb. Rachel was barren. And he continued, and she gave birth. The next verse, she conceived. And the Lord, he said, the Lord has looked, and now therefore my husband will love me more. Still no love. Verse 33, she conceived again. Because he said, the Lord has heard that I was hated. I'm not wanted. So there's a realm of marriage. You are not even liked, but they still have sex with you. You will never experience something like this. Listen. God is changing your life. God is anointing you. And you are going to call on this Holy Spirit for the rest of your life. Yes. There's going to be a real change. I cannot do what I'm doing if it was not for the power of the Holy Spirit. I cannot. The Holy Spirit is here. If you have eyes to see, you see. You see the anointing. If you have eyes to see, you see the Holy Spirit is at work. Without the Holy Spirit, you fall in just a few minutes. That's why when Peter said, oh, I'll never forsake you. See, that was pride. And God moves away from pride. So God, you will never, so, oh, okay, back. Then he was on his own. Then it took a small girl to make him fall. It took a small girl to make him fall 3 times. Without God. God is against you. It means God has left you. And he's, one of the ways God is against you is that he leaves you. Okay. Never speak proudly lest God gives you to a small girl. Are you still around? Yes. Please, I beg you. Let us pray for the anointing. Do you have anointing oil here somehow? You don't have oil. Oh, only one bottle. But I need a lot of oil, if they had. But next week, bring. I want to just you to put oil and I pray over your head. You don't have oil. Pass the oil around. At least those who can get. Let me anoint myself first. Eish. Yeah. Beautiful. I don't know if it will get to you guys at the back there. Yeah. Anointing. Cyrus the anointed. Cyrus the anointed. The gates are opening for you because you are anointed. I said the gates are opening for you because you are anointed. You are an anointed child.
Amen.
An anointed child. An anointed child. An anointed child. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Sit down for a moment. Zechariah chapter 4, please, before we go. Verse 1. As the oil is going round, just a drop, just a dot, put on your head. Are you watching? I'm ending. Listen, everybody. Anointing is going round. God is anointing you today. God is anointing you today. And the angel that talked with me came and woke me. Verse 2. And said, what do you see? And he said, I have looked and I see a candlestick of gold. When we go to Israel, they sell all these candlesticks of gold. And a bowl at the top, 7 lamps. Israeli Jewish candlestick. Verse 3. You buy one to keep in your office. 2 olive trees by it. Ha! And the olive trees are feeding the olive oil. Verse 4. You know, olive is like granules. Granite gives oil. Coconut also gives oil. And olives also give oil. These are all different types of oil. So I asked the angel that walked with me, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel talked to me and said, you know what they are? I said, I don't know. verse 6, and he said, this is the word of the Lord. It's not by might. It's not by power. You see, life is not by power. Yeah, you can't use the New Year's resolution to overcome sin. And how many have made a New Year's revolution? New Year's resolution, and you still. It's not working. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? I said the power of the Holy Spirit. Change your life. No, everybody's character is changing in this service, I believe it. How many believe that characters are changing practically? Yes. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Children, they don't change by your life does not change by your effort. Pastor Joshua, who is here preaching, he did not change by my talking. No, the Holy Spirit changed him. Yes, the Holy Spirit changed him. All my talking as a father, I bought these films. What are they called? Abraham and something, Noah and the Ark. As a child, I bought all for them. Is it a Christian? VeggieTales. I bought Bible stories, films. Nothing changed. I gave him my Bible. He couldn't change. Advise him, couldn't change. Doing all sorts of things. Till the Holy Spirit touched him. Did you hear what I said? I said, Holy Spirit. Yes. One day I was praying. I broke down in my study. I was praying for my children. And I started weeping like a baby. I broke down crying. I said, these people. I am telling you, if there were ever, and the reason there is no change is because the Holy Spirit hasn't changed you. And when the Holy Spirit changes you, you'll be changed so much that you won't even believe. When Pastor Joshua changed, at first I couldn't relate with it. When I thought he was pretending, I said, why is he pretending like this? He's pretending to be a Christian. He's pretending to come around. He's pretending to as if he likes God or even he likes me. What are all these fake? What do you, it took me time to believe. Yes, that's how much change was needed. I see a great change coming in your life. Did you hear what I said? I see a great change! That's how much God can change you. He can really change you if you allow him. Don't accept great change without real great change. And don't think that it's only smoking and drinking that needs changing. Our behavior and our personality and our temperament needs changing. And if it doesn't change, then you are not really yielded to the Holy Spirit. Don't say I've changed, but I'm just keep on watching this and doing this and playing this and doing all just one or two fornications here and there and so on. It has reduced from 200 to 440. Don't say that. The Holy Spirit is here. I said the Holy Spirit is here. And he's changing. Cyrus the Anointed. Cyrus the Anointed. Genuine changes in your temperament, your behavior, your attitude, everything. Lift your hands, everyone. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Lord, touch my life. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Change my life, Lord. Holy Spirit, transform me. Come into my life, Lord. I don't accept bad behavior and bad things anymore, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your power that is working in our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Cyrus the Anointed, Lord. We shall also be called the anointed of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Every door that has been closed to us is opening now. Every gate that is closed is opening before us by the power of the anointing. of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Breathe in and receive the Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, Father, for the mighty move of the Spirit in this church today. Put your hand on your head right now. Father, I lay hands on everyone. Oh, hold hands with somebody right now. Hold hands with, and also lay hands on your head. One hand for laying on of hand and one hand for... Father, fill everyone and touch. Receive the Holy Spirit right now. Power is flowing in this place. Receive God's touch. God's glory. Receive it now. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is flowing in this place. We give you thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift your hand and thank God. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, maybe somebody invited you to church, but you are not born again. You want to be born again. You want to give your life to God. If you are here like that, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus and start a new life. Then lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus today, lift up your hand. And if you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here quickly. Come right now. Come from the back. Come to the front. Come and stand here. Come and stand here quickly. I want to pray with you. Give your life to Jesus. Give him your life. Father, I thank you for your blessing that is upon us and for all these ones that have come forward to give their lives to you. Lift your hands up if you are in front here and say this prayer. Say, Jesus. Say out after me. Say, Jesus. Say it loud. Say, Jesus. Thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. I am a bad person. Have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart and I receive Jesus. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and my Master. Thank you. Please write my name in the book of life. Please write my name in the book of life. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By this simple prayer, you are saved. Give the books. Don't wait for me to ask you to give the books. Listen. Do you remember when you go to the wedding and somebody says, do you take so and so as your wife? You say, I do. Do you remember that? With just what I do, then your life is changed. So this simple prayer, I do, I receive Jesus, your life is changed. Oh, I didn't hear your clapping. I said, your life is changed. Forever. Amen. Every Sunday. What did I say? I want to hear you say every Sunday. I can't hear you. Every Sunday. You must be here. Now I want to say to everybody here. Every Sunday. Without fail, you must be here. Amen. Never compromise with the devil. Little drops of water make a mighty ocean. It is little drops. You start small, small, small. And then you see that it has become a big thing. Never compromise your church, your ministry, and your working for God. Sunday is for God. Sunday is for who? Sunday is for who? It's for God. Sunday is for God. Amen. So this book is my gift to you. It's my gift. You don't have to pay. It's a gift. Amen. I wrote it. That's my name. When we close, please come here where they are waving their hands and wait there for 2 minutes. I myself will come and pray for you. When I come, then you go. Okay? God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Clap for these wonderful people and you may be seated. Communion. It's time for the Holy Communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you.
This is power time.
Whoever eats my flesh and
blood,
drinks my blood,
the blood of Jesus.
For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. It will sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood. God chose prophet Elijah, sent him on a long journey. For 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah needed supernatural strength. Oh, prophet Elijah, take this meal and eat. It will sustain you for 40 days and for 40 nights. Oh, when I see the blood, oh, yeah, I will pass over you.
Stand to your feet. Luke 24 and verse 30. And it came to pass as he sat at meat with them and took bread and blessed it, and break it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. The spirit of revelation is coming on you as we partake of the bread. Father, thank you for power that is coming into our lives. Our eyes are opening from now in the name of Jesus, the body of Jesus Christ. Now the blood. By this blood, you escaped from Egypt through the Red Sea, which speaks of the blood. You escaped from bondage, from Satan. Pharaoh is a type of Satan, and all the Egyptian soldiers are types of demons. They are desirous to keep you captive. In Jesus' name, let this blood change your life. The blood of Jesus.
a blessing. As you go out, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit be real in your life. Whatever has not been able to change up to now is changing from now. As Cyrus was called the anointed, you will also be called the anointed. Whatever represents a gate or a door that shuts you out from today, I declare all gates, all doors to all good places and all places that God has designed for you are open in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
I said all gates, all doors are open unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, every door that opens to a bad place, I command it to remain shut.
Amen.
Every gate,
yes,
that is leading to your death,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, I command it to be closed.
Amen.
Every entrance to the place where you will die,
oh, yes,
is closed up now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your crooked ways be made straight.
Amen.
Let every valley be filled.
Amen.
Let every mountain be flattened.
Amen.
For your God has come with a vengeance.
Yes.
And he's holding your right hand. May you be and your life be like the life of Jacob.
Amen.
Whose right hand God has holden. May he carry you as the apple of his eye.
Amen.
May you soar like the eagle.
Amen.
May you be rescued from a wilderness.
Amen.
And carried above the earth,
yes,
to the place that God has designed for you. A new chapter of your life is beginning right now.
I
say and declare, I prophesy.
Prophesy.
I prophesy to dead bones.
Prophesy.
And I say a new chapter of your life is beginning today.
I receive it.
Today.
I receive it.
Today.
I receive it.
Today.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus. Whatever is pulling your leg, holding you back, I cut it off in the name of Jesus. I pray for all my children. Let the blessing of the Lord, God Almighty, bless you. God Almighty, remember you. God Almighty, make his face shine on you. God Almighty, make you fruitful. God Almighty, multiply you. God Almighty, make you a multitude of people. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you lack, receive it by the Spirit of God. Whatever you don't have, receive it by the power of God. Whatever you can't lay your hands on, lay your hands on now in Jesus' name. I see you promoted to a higher level. Eyes cannot see, ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Receive something you have never imagined or thought of before. I said receive something you have never thought of or imagined before. I said receive something you have never thought of or imagined before. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Be blessed. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.